Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Catching up with Colina here on a Sunday in warm North Little Rock, Arkansas. Saudis can win a series with a victory today. And Colina, it's another road trip, another chance to win a series. I mean, this team has been gritty on the road all season long, and here we are again.
I don't know how we do it, but all the credit goes to the players. They never quit. They keep fighting. And for some reason, we've been playing well so far this year on the road. So, you know, amen, we win today, and it's another plus for the Saudis.
Friday night faced one of the best pitchers in minor league baseball, Cade Anderson, and didn't do well, but Saturday was a great response against another top prospect in Ryan Sloan. I think that's a good indicator of this team, right?
Yes, I sent the email the day after we lost in the group chat we have, and I say, hey, you know what? Today was over. You take your cap off. We really faced one of the best pitchers in the game right now in the minor league system, and the best teams find a way to bounce back and respond the next day. So, you know, today's over, turn the page, be ready to compete next day, and, you know, they perform well.
You gotta love what you saw from David Hageman against Anderson on Friday in his first double-A start. It didn't seem like the moment was too big for him, and the stuff looked great.
You know, that kid has confidence. He knows how to pitch, man. And we have a great conversation. He's happy to be here. And I told him, hey, are you going to be nervous? I don't know, Coley, am I? And the first thing I say, hey, if you don't get nervous in your first double-A outing, you're not human. Yeah. So just find a way to go there, compete. Same baseball, better hitting, you know, better baseball here. And do your best, man. And he performed. He did great. And I'm happy for him.
Part of the business of baseball, we experienced it on the ride here to Little Rock with Daniel Egan and Sandro Santana getting traded to St. Louis. And I know that you're so happy for those guys to get an opportunity to go to another org and be desired, but obviously it's a big hit for the clubhouse to lose two talented players like that.
Again, man, it's just something we can control. Yep. It's baseball. It happens every year. And was so happy for them. Happy to have those kids, incredible human being, incredible clubhouse kids, and we're gonna miss them. But in the end, if we wanna become a champion here in the Texas League, we have to face them. If it's Springfield, make it all the way to the end. So it's a great challenge. They're good. They know how to pitch. They're competitive, and you know, like we got what we got now.
Yeah.
And we just have to keep moving forward.
Got Jordan Lawler this week, one of your old friends from the 2023 championship season. I mean, you've had a lot of your boys graduate to the big leagues, and this is one of them, but it's got to be good for you to have him back for a week.
Yeah, oh, this is one of my sons. Oh, it's, you know, I'm glad I don't have hair, but back in the day, he was one of those guys, but he learned, he got better, big leaguer. You know, he's such a great athlete, great kid, you know, and the best part of this, he doesn't look like he's a big leaguer, you know. He hang out with the boys, play car, you know. He's another South Puerto guy, and he's enjoying every single day being here.
Luis has been so good for most of the season, but he's gotten to 100 hits now, 60 RBI. What an unbelievable talent he is. And he has, at times, carried this offense recently, right?
Yes, man. You know, a lot of up and down for Luis. Such a young kid, but you can see his athleticism, he worked so hard, he's so humble, he wants to win, and he's performing well, man. And the best part is, like, he plays a lot of games, you know. Today, thanks God, I gave him a day off so he can have back-to-back day off, but he's been one of those guys playing third, playing short, never complain, hard work, and I'm so happy for him.
Team has the best road ERA in AA when we've been away from Hodgetown, but obviously you lose guys like Egan and Santana. You've had big performances this week in the bullpen. Last night, Alec Baker gives you 9 straight outs. Mercado starts what was supposed to be Egan's game Thursday and pitches great. I mean, you said it. We lose these guys. We got who we got, but these guys are stepping up.
Hey, this is what I told Gabby, you know, like, it's what we got. We need to find a way. And basically, we don't have, like, a big role for every pitcher in the bullpen or starter. Like, you're able to pitch today, you're going to pitch today. In what role? In 6 innings, 7 innings? It doesn't matter. Hey, we told Baker, you're going to be a long reliever yesterday. Be ready. And he did his job. Mercado, we need you to starter. Like, I'm ready, Coley. I want the ball. And, like, the mentality, you know, they never complain. They never ask why. And they just want to perform. They want to compete.
Just wanted to ask you, it's August 9th. We got 5 weeks left in the season of the dog days of summer. How you holding up, Colina? How you holding up under the weight of this season?
I think this is the best part of the season for me, yeah. Because it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I want to see if any of these young kids can play 160 games in the big league. Mm-hmm. Because even after the season is over, here in AA, they still have like another extra 20 games. You need to have different mentality, you know, when you get called up to the show. But I want to see who those guys are. Like, oh, Lord, he's running out of gas. Mm-hmm. He's mentally prepared when it's 100 degrees with crazy humidity. Like, I want to see the toughness, you know what I mean, on these young kids. And this is what we need in the big league. Yep. You know, I know they're so young, they're learning. But at the same time, you know what? Your mentality has to be not to be everyday player in AA. You have to be a big leaguer no matter what. So it's been cool. It's been cool. And we push them in the right direction. You know, they've been training so hard. We kind of back up a little bit, you know, take two, maybe three batting practice on the field. I want to keep them fresh, but they're doing a great job.
Coley, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.